Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
We're so excited because we have a very special broadcast for you tonight, and this will be on our stream. You go to whbcsports.com, and it's the Royal Knights Special Olympics basketball game, and I think this is the third year in a row we've done this, but I'm going to find out for sure right now. We have on our WHBC Newsline Sean Broom. Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Good morning, Pam. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Good to talk to you again.
Good to be spoken to. Thank you.
So tell me, are you excited for this game tonight? It's always so much fun when we get to come out there and do this game.
Yeah, I mean, this is the highlight of our year. It really is. The city of Louisville has taken us in. It's a big production. It's a great game. It's just a great time for our players. They look forward to it. As a matter of fact, whenever I'm doing the schedule, they always ask, first thing, when's the Louisville game?
Mm-hmm. So explain to folks who may not be aware, talk a little bit about the Royal Knights and, you know, what is the whole thinking behind this game in particular?
Well, the Royal Knights, we are a Special Olympic organization, and I believe we have 6 different sports that we provide children and adults with disabilities. Obviously, this is our basketball program, and we have 2 teams. This all came about 7 years ago with one of our players, Nate Manco. His teacher approached his mother about having a game because he knew that Nate was a part of the Royal Knights basketball team. And it just mushroomed from there, and it is without a doubt our favorite night of the year, just because of the sheer size of the crowd and the fact that WHBC is a part of it as well. It's just an amazing night for us.
Yeah, and I have, you know, in reading all about the Royal Knights and the basketball team in particular, they've had some great success over the years.
We've had a lot of success. We've had, tremendous players, but we also have tremendous parents. We have a tremendous administrator who gets us what we need to be successful. But in the end, our success is all about competing and having fun, and we do that.
So if folks want to come out to the game, tell them how they can do that.
Well, tip-off tonight is 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6. What we're asking everybody to do is, admission is free, but we also would like everybody to bring at least 1 can donation for the Louisville Community Cupboard, and that is a big part as well. I mean, we want to give back to the city of Louisville as much as they give us.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the game starts at 7, right?
Game starts at 7, doors open at 6.
Okay, and I know that
at Louisville High School,
Dan Belford and Denny Kincaid always look forward to this game and calling it on our WHBCSports.com stream. And my producer, Billy Beebe, will be there as well doing some social media coverage for us. And so we look forward to it. And, we wish you guys the best of luck. Oh, wait, who are you playing?
We are playing the Columbiana Comets tonight. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Columbiana, their Special Olympic organization. We are dear friends. We've been competing and playing against each other for a long time. And I'm glad they're a part of it. And I know that they're looking forward to this as well.
All right. And I know there will be a lot of smiles there tonight. So
absolutely. Especially with not playing last year. It makes this year even more special for us.
Awesome. Well, Sean, thank you so much for coming on this morning, and I can't wait to listen tonight.
All right, Pam, thank you very much for having me. You have a good day.